Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Bust on his face. He bukkake'd himself, guys.
He gave himself a facial.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Pink Matter, a podcast that discusses the modern woman. I'm Sam Ray.
And I'm Jamila Joie. Follow us on SoundCloud and Twitter at ThePinkMatter, and we are also available on iTunes.
Also, follow us on our personal Twitters at LoveSaray
and at Jamila Joie. And don't forget,
on Wednesdays, we listen to Pink Matter.
Bumbleclot.
Junkroot.
It's our Molly. Molly is more like the more, you know, corporate woman, whatever. She's like, she reminds me of so many people where it's like, she gets invested way too quickly. Like, she went on a date with a guy. You know Jidenna's on the show. So she went on a date with a guy and she was like,
oh, no, I don't know Jidenna's on the show, by the way. I've only watched 2 episodes.
Oh, you haven't watched it?
No, I've only watched Awkward Black Girl, and I don't really like Insecure at the moment. I'm not going to lie. Like, I think it's too similar to Awkward Black Girl. So right now I feel like everything that's happening is predictable. Like, I was watching it with my cousin the other day and I could literally predict everything she was going to say. If you ask her, I knew everything she was going to say because broken it's pussy. so obvious.
Oh yeah, so as I was saying, yeah, so Molly went on a date with Jidenna. They went back to the house, they had sex, whatever. And then she just started doing the whole, oh yeah, you can like leave clothes at mine. Kind of, you know when you just get super invested in something way too quick? Mm-hmm. And then, anyway, she invited him to her friend's party or something. And then they get there now and her friend's like, oh, so this must be the boyfriend. And then she's all about to like say, oh no, he's not. And then he goes, yeah, I am the boyfriend, yeah, whatever, whatever. And afterwards she's like, oh, so what? I'll be boyfriend and girlfriend now. And like, before that even happens, I was thinking, why would you even think that your boyfriend and girlfriend, you only went on one date, you only had 6 months, like, relax, kind of thing.
Mm.
And then he was like, no, but I was just trying to get you to save face. And I hate when people...
Yeah, but he's the one that said that they're boyfriend and girlfriend, so she's right to be annoyed.
No, but at the same time, you're the one that was all like, oh yeah.
That's fair enough, but he said, we are boyfriend and girlfriend. How could you blame her for what he said?
True, but I feel like guys and girls, yeah, we do this thing here where it's like, oh, well, you know, I'm trying to help you out here, or I'm trying to do this, and now...
Nah, niggas move quick too, you know. Guys move quick as well, so she could have thought, okay, well, he's feeling me the way I'm feeling him. Like, I don't think she's to blame for that. She is, in the sense that she was moving too fast, but he said it. It came out of his mouth, so why did he lie?
He didn't have to.
She didn't ask him to lie.
Like, how, oh, I wanted to save face for you. Like, just relax.
She didn't ask you to, so...
Anyway, guys, hey, what's poppin'? I'm Jamila Joie.
I'm Sam Ray.
And this is Pink Matter. We're finally here. We're finally at this point. You know, planning Pink Matter has been crazy. Like, it's been in the works since, like, last summer. But we just finally, you know, we got everything perfect, how we wanted it.
No, not perfect. It's not how we want it. We're still beginning... So we still have a lot of improvement to make,
but we're here basically. I'll start by introducing myself. I am 21 years old. I am a university student and I'm from East London. ASL.
I'm not telling nobody where I'm from. What do you mean? I'm Samantha Ray. I'm 25 and I'm a working woman. Baby on the way.
Whoop whoop.
And yeah, I'm from everywhere, according to you guys.
I'm from everywhere as well. I just say I'm from East London. Because, you know, people are like, oh, so where do you live? And I'm like, well, I live in East London and I live in Essex and I live in South London. And I live
I'm a West Londoner at heart, but I've lived in South for
maybe it's because years I'm a Londoner now.
So, but technically, honestly, I'm from everywhere. I've lived in America, I've lived in North London, same. Northwest, West. South.
I've lived in America, I've lived up north, I've mm-hmm. lived in Essex, East London, South London, like out of London and other countries. So yeah, you know, I'm not really, I'm from this earth, you know, on some Erykah Badu shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what's going on with me? I am the co-founder of SnatchExo.com, which is still under revamp. Like, we're revamping the logo, we're revamping everything, so watch out for that. I haven't given a date for when we're relaunching, but when I do, you guys will be the first to know, obviously. And yeah, and I'm doing some other pretty iconic things as well. I got some other things that are coming out, but you know, you have to wait till that happens. Honestly, truly iconic. So yeah,
with me, I'm not going to say anything, because something I've learned is I say things too soon. So I've learned to wait. Like, even with Pink Matter, Jamila really wanted to Pink Matter, and I was like, please, Jamila. Like, we used to, like, it wasn't even an argument, it was kind of a real back and forth. I really didn't want you lot to know what we were doing, because I've learned from my mistakes. As I said, I've announced things prematurely, so I was like, obviously Jamila hasn't experienced that, so I was like, look, I know what it's like, please, I don't want to say anything, blah 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 blah. So I've learned,
and the reason why I wanted to was because I've learned that people tend to do things quick before I do, kind of thing. So it happens, like,
all the time, literally. Every single idea that we have come up with and we've dulled on, or we've sat on, someone else has picked it up. And it's not even like it's long after, it's shortly after. So if we had just moved our asses, we could have claimed that market.
Yeah, so that's why I really wanted to. And also because I know once I want to do something, I will always go through with it. So that's why I really wanted to, like, put it out there. And we worked with our designer, shout out to Adam. He took on all our requests. Like, if you saw the initial logo, you would have thought, oh, okay. But we got to this logo, and I hope you guys like it. You know, with the P, the girl sign, mm-hmm. and the vagina. So, yeah, let's talk a bit about, well, you and your baby on the way.
Yeah, as you know, guys, I'm expecting. I'm not going to say how far I am. Sorry to burst your bubbles if you wanted to know. But yeah, I'm expecting, find out the sex soon. Hopefully it's a girl.
But you really want a girl.
Yeah, if I have a boy, I will still love that boy. That is my baby, I created that. But obviously everyone has their preference, and mine is a girl. I've accepted I'm having a boy though, because I really think I'm having a boy. I keep having dreams that I'm gonna have a boy. But I remember the day that I found out. The thing with me, right, is I'm very on point when it comes to my periods. My periods come every 28 days. They last 3 days. I know, I'm a lucky bitch.
You're so lucky.
I know. So, last 3 days, boom, bam, done. So, I was only 2 days late when I knew that something was up. Like, in fact, from the first day I had missed my period, I was like, okay,
And you had told me that you were 2 days late. I was like, okay, but it's only 2 days.
Trust me, I know my body very well. So, yeah, so I think I went at like 5 a.m. to Tesco. Like, I went around the world. At this time, I didn't have a car, so I was literally getting on buses like 5 a.m. I think, were they still night buses? I can't even remember. I went to one Tesco and they didn't have any. Like, the whole pregnancy test shelf was clear. And I was like, okay. I had to travel 20 minutes back somewhere else, so Sainsbury's. That wasn't open. So I waited around until it opened. And then I went in. The test now, okay, I've never seen a pregnancy test in a box. Like, it was in a clear box. So I was like, okay, this is annoying, because that means I have to actually get somebody to, like, crack it open for me. But cool, got the box, went to the till. Oh, I also got a bottle of wine, because I wasn't sure if I was pregnant, but, you know, so I was like, if I'm not pregnant, then I'm, you know, popping a bottle. Do you know what I mean? I'm popping a bottle. So I got to the till and the lady's like looking at me. I was like, oh, no. I was like, I wanted to make it sound realistic. Yes. I was like, the pregnancy test is for me, but the wine isn't. And she was like, no, babe, I'm not judging you. It's okay. So I was like, okay, whatever. Took it to, went to leave the store. Guys, the alarm went off. And I was like, oh my gosh. But you know what? In my mind, I was like, this is God telling me this is the golden ticket. This is the pregnancy test that's going to tell you you are pregnant. I was like, I'm very sure. So anyway, the security guard, he's going from my bag. And the flipping sales assistant shouts from the other side of the store saying, I think it's the pregnancy test.
I was like, oh my God, because everyone was looking at me. And I'm not embarrassed to take a test. Like, every woman's going to have to take a test. Do you know what I'm saying? But I didn't need, like, I didn't need it to be out there like that. But anyway, got home. I took the test. Guys, saw the positive. I was like, oh my gosh, took another one. Positive. And I was like shaking. So I messaged Jamila because Jamila had been waiting to hear my result kind of thing.
Because I was coming back from work that night. I was working night shifts, like a, you know, single mum that drives a Ford Focus and has that, you know, mixed race wig. So anyway, yeah, so I was like, oh my God, if it's a baby, we're having babies. Like, we're actually having a baby, whatever, whatever.
We, you know.
We are having, yes.
You speak French now?
Yeah. But yeah, I was super excited. And then, yeah, so then what happened from there?
Yeah, so obviously I told her, my boyfriend, he was still sleeping. So I was thinking, okay, so how am I going to make this, like, nice and cute? You know, I'm extra, guys. But how am I going to make this nice and cute? You know, obviously he's going to find out he's expecting his first child, et cetera, et cetera. So how can I do this? But at this point, it was, like, 7 a.m. So I was like, maybe I can put it with his breakfast on his tray because I was going to make him a full English that day. And then after, I was like, actually, no, because I'm not about to put a pregnancy test on a tray. I'm sorry, that's a bit bush. So, and also, part aside from that, I would not be serving breakfast until like 11 a.m.-ish. So, anyway, what I did is I put it in an envelope of a letter. And I woke him up and I was pretending to like do my hair. And I was like, oh, please, can you help me open this? Like, I've been sent some key. So he opened it. And I was like, yeah, the key's in there. And he was literally like half asleep. He had one eye open. And then he puts, like, obviously he pulls it out and he sees the test and he was like, what's this? And he's looking at it and I'm like, yeah, look at it. And he was like, no way, no way. He got so excited. He was like, yes! It was so funny. And then he was like,
if it was anything like how the time you got him a jersey for Christmas.
Yeah, oh yeah, because you were there. He was going to cry that time. Because I'm all about the sentimental gifts, but... yeah, like he was really, really happy. And because he's like, we wanted a child anyway, but then I think we ended up deciding, actually no, let's just wait a bit.
All of our friends, we've all been praying on it. We were like, oh no, Samantha has to take one for the team, she has to have the baby.
They danced around a fire. All of you on Twitter as well, you lot all danced around a fire and wished this on me, because
we were like, by the end of the year, Samantha Ray, you know. Exactly. Marriage, wedding, everything done, boom, boom, bang.
Exactly.
Which, you know, God has a bigger plan than everybody else.
Yeah, and my, obviously, like, when we told my mum early in the year, she was like, no, and she was telling him, she was like, if you get my daughter pregnant, I'm going to hate you. Obviously, she wasn't being serious. She loves him. But we just knew, okay, it's not that. So, obviously, when I told, I didn't tell my mum for a few days. I'm not going to lie, I was really, like, I was worried. And so, at first, she was a bit like, she was annoyed. She cussed me, she cussed him. And then the next day, she would not stop talking, as in she was talking about it more than me. She was so excited, like buzzing. And she was like, Sam, I'm sorry. Like, I'm so sorry. It was just the initial shock of it all. Like, obviously you're my daughter. And it was just shocking to her, but she was so happy. She can't wait. Like, my mum sends me things every, like, I'm going to buy you this, I'm going to buy you that, blah, 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 blah. Like, she's so happy. My grandma in Nigeria, I'm so happy, because she, last time she was here was 25 years ago when I was born, and she overstayed by a few days and they have not let her back in the country since. So now the next time she's coming will be to see my child. I'm so happy she's coming next year. Like, she's ecstatic. She asks every single day how I am. So I'm happy. Everyone's happy.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
So yeah, well, she's, you know, basically... life partner, you know, her baby on the way. I'm just here, you know, single life, avoiding men, because they're all trying to kill me.
Still slim. I'm out here, like, looking like a whale, guys. I'm fat. Like, it fucks with your self-confidence. I am not going to lie to you. I am fat right now.
I've been telling her she is, yeah. But I think it's not like you're fat for no reason. Like, you know, you're bringing a child into the world, so you know your body has to make adjustments.
No, shut up.
But I'm gaining weight anyway, so I'm like 10 stone now, like 10 stone 4.
Congratulations.
I'm super happy, you know. I'm slim thick, like, you know, check me out. Let's talk about how we met.
Oh yeah, for real. Samantha and I, we met on Twitter, believe it or not. We're not actually blood sisters. We met like almost 4 years ago. Actually, no, more than 4 years.
More than four years ago.
Yeah, we met more than 4 years ago. And basically, yeah. So Sam and I are very alike. So we both used to say Tupac. Not used to. Tupac is our dad. And she was like, oh, as far as I'm aware, Tupac only has one daughter and that's me. And I was like, well, excuse you. Okay, so we might as well just be sisters then. And then that's literally how we became sisters. Like,
it wasn't even just that. It's because, like, as well as that, we had a very similar upbringing. We both, like, moved around a lot. We both lived in America. Both our dads have the same name.
We come from the same village.
Exactly. So it just became like a kind of, yeah, like a sisterly thing. So that's why when people do kind of ask, like, Sam, you're 25 and you roll with a 21-year-old. Well, people don't say that. I'm sure you lot say that behind my back, but no one really says that to me. But that's because it's like, imagine that was your little sister. Like, Jamila is like my little sister. I don't consider her to be my friend. I consider her to be my sister. So that's where the difference is.
And vice versa, to be honest, because even people are like, oh yeah, you always hang out with old people. But that's not how it is. Like, me and Samantha, we're like the same person. She's the older version of me. Like, everything I've done, I'm doing, she's done. Like,
yeah,
we're so similar to the point where there was a point where we were actually like basically finishing each other's thoughts,
and we tweet the same thing at the same time. I think I told her the other day, I used to think that she would actually wait and like pre my time and then type exactly what I said straight after me on purpose, because we would tweet the exact same things. It was just weird.
Yeah, weird. Like, my mum knows her as my sister
and vice versa. So, like, my whole family does. Like, she comes to my brother's house like she is their sister too.
Yeah, so it's just like, yeah, we're just pretty much the same person. Like, she's like, you know, my soulmate. Like, with this, I can't imagine how I would be without Samantha. Like, I can't imagine me now without Samantha in my life. It would be so weird.
She's gonna be one of my godparents. She's gonna be one of my maids of honor, because I've got two. Yes, I'm extra like that, because my other one, I've known her all my life, literally since I was born. Well, no, since she was born, because she's 5 months younger than me. But yeah, well, four actually.
So yeah, that's us. That's how we met.
Yeah.
If you guys have any questions that you would like to be answered on the show, so we're going to have like a segment at the end of the show where we answer any basically listen letters, or you send in questions or whatever.
But please do not treat this like this is Curious Cat. I don't have a Curious Cat for a reason. If you have any pregnancy related questions, guys, seriously, don't make them personal. Do not ask me any personal questions unless it can benefit you. Don't ask me just to be nosy. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm not here for those. And just don't ask me anything stupid. Don't ask Jamila anything stupid.
Because you guys really do ask me some stupid stuff. So
Yeah,
if you have any questions, send them into pinkmattercontacts@gmail.com with question in the subject line. And if you're lucky, we might read them out on the show. In addition to that,
we are not experts. Guys, we are not professionals.
We're just honest.
Yeah, that's it. We're just
extremely, extremely honest. Like, we will not sugarcoat what we're going to say. We're not going to make you feel better for whatever you're telling us. Like, we are going to give it to you how it is.
And remember that it's literally just our perspective. You don't have to take it on board if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Because like I said...
And it will remain anonymous as well. Yeah. Like, so even if you put your name on it, we will still change names. We will still change details. So yeah, it's not specific to you. Yeah, and in addition to that, with our topics, if you have... We're going to have topical episodes for the most part. So anything you've got to say, make sure you hashtag Pink Matter Podcast, and the person with the best story will get a mini Pink Matter gift.
Yeah.
So it could be anything. So, you know.
And if you do have any suggestions as well for topics, don't forget, feel free to email us or
DM.
Hashtag the Pink Matter Podcast, DM us, whatever you want.
We take everything on board. We don't take anything personally. So, yeah. Want to achieve that celebrity look you've been eyeing on Instagram? Look no further. Daya's Hair and Beauty provide quality luxury virgin hair extensions and is one of the biggest luxury virgin hair companies in the UK that ships internationally.
Donned by the likes of Lyra Galore, Letitia Grace and other beauties, you too can achieve that goddess-like look. Luckily for you, we have a discount code for our listeners. So head over to dayashairandbeauty.com and use the discount code PINKMATTER to get 10% off your purchase. Pink Matter discusses lies men tell. So this is basically any lie that any guy has ever told you or you've caught him out on.
Just years later,
exactly.
The day after, at that moment, whichever
exactly.
lie he's so, told you about himself, about your situation, about
anything, just lies men tell. So, should we get started? I've got quite a few for you guys. I can't even lie.
I'm still a newbie in this game when it comes to guys.
Trust me, she's
I'm
not.
I'm still a newbie. Because you know men are trying to kill me, but no.
Okay, so.
Wow, your list is long.
Listen, I'm prepared. I literally sat there and I thought of all the lies I've been told. But like, there are still some that are definitely going to be missing. So I'm literally just summarizing as many as I can. So let's just talk about first, like, common lies. Yeah, like common lies men tell. We're not going to do the typical, like, you know, I used to play football until I got injured, or I'm on a driving ban. We don't care about all of those. We've heard them all before. So let's get into
something from the window. Sorry,
guys. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, generic ones. Well, you know, not generic ones, but the obvious.
Well, you know, kids.
Oh, for real? Yeah,
guys start to deny their children, and I think that's so horrible, not just to me but to your child as well, because you actually, just because you want to talk to me, you'll deny your child. I feel like that is the ultimate, like, waste, man. Like, how can you lie about your child?
Do you know there are some people out there that will be lying that their children are, like, nieces and nephews or cousins and stuff like that,
brothers,
or that they're babysitting and stuff like that, and that's horrible. Like, and sometimes, you know what, yeah, it kind of says a lot about how they see you, and it might be hard to swallow, but they might not take you seriously if you're being lied to about the fact that, you know, a guy doesn't have kids. Then
that means he doesn't want you long term.
Yeah, he doesn't see a future, because you're going to find out. I mean, there are a lot of people that probably have been living a double life, but
for the most part, you definitely have to find out. Like, there's no way enough a guy can lie to me about having kids and I'll be like, oh, okay, so I still want to see you, kind of thing. Like, that's bullshit. Like,
say no to baby daddies. I'm saying this as a pregnant person. Say no to baby daddies. Don't even bother, because trust me, I'll be there forever.
Where to Cardi B?
Literally. Next one. Well, I actually thought of, as you said, the kids one about relationships in general, just lying that they're not in a relationship. There are people that are married. There are people that are being invited to their boyfriend's weddings, hashtag honey. There are people that literally, like, just, you know, they'll open up Instagram one day. And
next you know, he's got a girl.
They're seeing them on Bella Niger weddings, you know.
Second year anniversary, you know.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I weds Kemi. Like, what
the hell?
Okay, I know of, like, people. Like, for instance, I know someone that she was seeing a guy, and they were up at uni in the Midlands, and he was like, yeah, I'm going to London for a bit. Okay, that's normal. Next thing, she logged onto Instagram and he was actually on holiday with his girlfriend that she knew nothing
about.
Yeah,
you girls know about them uni boys that have their uni girlfriends and they have their home girlfriend.
Exactly. I knew someone that had three girlfriends, like, and two of them knew about each other. But yeah, he legit had three girlfriends.
That's all. That's very jobless. Like,
how do you have the time?
I need to sleep. So how am I going to find the time and the money to have three?
I can't even keep up texting one person, let alone three different
guys
that you're supposed to allegedly be with. And this is whole relationships. This is not just dating. This is a whole relationship.
Girlfriends. And you, even some of them, you ask them, oh, how's your girlfriend? And they're still there denying, oh, I don't have a girlfriend.
Exactly.
I'm single. I'm this. I'm
exactly.
That. Like,
exactly.
Don't bullshit me.
It's dirty as well. Like, do you not have shame? Because I'm sure you're not using condoms with your girlfriend. So you are barebacking multiple females.
That's
that is
so disgusting.
HIV is real, and I scream this I will scream it till the day I die. HIV is real. Once you have it, there is no going back. Like, what do people not understand about this?
And that means I have nothing to lose. Exactly. Once I have it, I have nothing to lose. I will ruin your life.
Exactly.
I will finish you from top to bottom. I will show up at your work naked.
Exactly.
With unrelaxed hair. Unshaven. I will be in your back seat. Like, I
don't
want to
tell you what I would do if I ever found out I was being cheated on. Let's not even go there.
Don't ever play yourself. You do not want this drama. I cannot
reveal. I can't reveal.
And then on the flip side, yeah, there are guys that will claim you. Like, guys will be like, oh yeah, we beat, you know.
Yeah, no, that's nonsense. Me and her used to talk. I've had that as well. And one that was, that really, really pissed me off is I found one out 3 years later. So I didn't even hear about this at the time. So I don't even know how many people thought, listen, the guy had no trim. Am I going to have sex with a guy that has no trim? Please, I at least rate myself that much. Who is beating a guy with no trim? Like,
no,
I don't want to hear it. I heard that his dad was still cutting his hair until he was in college. So, can you... And I found this out 3 days... three years later. Someone just randomly just mentioned it to me and I was like, sorry.
You know when you have to take a step back, like, wait.
Exactly.
Pause.
But then after what I did is I asked his closest friends... the people that were his closest friends at the time that I'm kind of close to, and they hadn't heard this. So it's, why did you choose to lie to this one person? Or maybe, I don't know how many other people he lied to, but what was the need?
I just need to make a disclaimer, yeah. Any person that is out here telling people they've talked to me, they have not. Do not lie on my name. You have not talked to me. I was friendly. And I understand sometimes, yeah, like, it sounds like I'm flirting with you. I'm not flirting with you, I promise you. If I'm flirting with you, it's very explicit. Okay, so don't ever in your life claim me. Don't tell people you talk to me. Do not tell people you talk to, because when I find out, then it's gonna be some drama. I will shame you. Remember I told you about that guy, yeah? So imagine I went to some, this was in summer, so I went to some hall party.
Oh yeah.
And I had my ride home already. This guy was insisting he wanted to take me home. Bearing in mind, this hall party is all the way in bloody Dagenham, Romford, or wherever, Essex basically, and I had to go back to Brixton. And I was like, and he was like, no, I'll take you home, whatever. So I cancelled my ride home. And Jay's like to me, oh no, he can't take me home. I said, are you sick? Like, what do you mean you can't take me home? So which one is it then? You said you want to take me home. So he beats me on Uber, Samantha. He was like, oh yeah, when the cab comes, say that it's, I don't know, Olufemi or something bullshit like that. Yeah. And I was like, okay. Can I get in the car now? Yeah. Cool, go home. Like, maybe a week later, I'll find out, yeah. This guy's telling people that we've linked, we've beat.
He actually said you beat?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's telling guys we've linked, we've beat. And I'm just thinking, are you sick? Do you know who I am? Like, I'm not trying to be rude, yeah, but I'm about to be rude. Like, he was short, he wasn't buff, he was nothing. Like, there was nothing there. And I was like, nah, I'm not a dickhead. And the person that told me was a girl. And the girl was like to me, oh yeah, he's saying that this happened. And I'm like, how can he say that? And I'm bare casting the guy to the girl. Yeah. Imagine the girl had already fucked him. I was like, oh, okay. Because when Safa told me, Safa's my best friend. So when Safa told me, she was like, I was like, oh, I'll cuss the fuck out of him. Like, I said, he was ugly, he was short. Like, I would never, like, I rate myself a lot more than people think. So why would I ever? No, it was so insulting. Guys are really mad. Like, they'll actually kill you.
And back to what I was saying before about, you know, people that have multiple girlfriends or whatever. Even if you're in a relationship, ladies, like, as much as you trust your man, never, ever think you are above being tested. Because even in my relationship, like, of course, we trust each other 100%, but neither of us feels uncomfortable to go and get regular checks. Like, we just do it. Like, I can't say regular, that's exaggerating. Not regular, but we have been tested during our relationship. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's very important. Obviously, it doesn't have to be something that's done behind your partner's back. It doesn't have to be shady, but please, please, please do it. What's that film called? Why Did I Get Married?
No, I think it's Addicted, Addiction, something like that.
Not even that one. There was one, and it had, I think, Janet Jackson in it.
Oh, and yeah, Why Did I Get Married too?
Yeah, and she got HIV while she was married. Like, things like...
No, actually, I think it was for Coloured Girls.
Was it for Coloured Girls?
Where her man was having sex with guys.
Yeah, was it for Coloured Girls? Yeah. Right, yeah.
But just, I know that's fictional. However, it's still real life.
It's still real life. So, you know, men are trying to kill you. So make sure.
Mate.
You know, you need to get yourself checked out here. It doesn't matter how much you trust him.
Infertility is a bitch. It is real. Please, I don't want you to be that woman praying at the front of church, begging God to give her children. Please.
Because a man ruined your life. You don't want that for yourself.
Exactly.
What lies have they told?
Oh, okay. As we're like on that whole baby, whatever, whatever. Another one, when a guy does have a child, this is for ladies that do talk to guys that have children and know that they have children, they'll be saying that him and his baby mom don't talk. Yeah.
Red flag, red flag, red flag. They are fucking.
Okay, and even, no. I don't agree with Jamila. I don't feel like every, you know, mother and father are still having sex if they split. However, I've lost my train of thought now because you just got in.
Because I was thinking, a guy that says either he's not talking to his baby mum or that she's crazy, that's a red flag. You're definitely fucking them, because I feel like you're over explaining.
Not even that. Okay, something that you even need to think of, like on a deeper level, if the guy that you're dating or the guy that you're in a relationship with that has a child is saying he doesn't speak to his baby mother, that is a red flag in itself, because
it's true.
You need to have a relationship with the mother of your child. I'm sorry, that bond is there for life. If God forbid anything was to happen, I was to split up with my partner, and you know, we have a child together, we are always going to be in communication with each other. It's life. Like, you need to do these things
to
the
be
kids.
A good parent. You have to be in contact
you
with
need
the other
to
parent.
Communicate. Like, I don't know, anything could happen. Like, for instance, you know, when one has a child or whatever, you need to communicate maybe about how it was, how the experience was, what your child, anything that your child is going through. For instance, you need to be able to communicate that your child's needs, etc., their education, all of that. So if a man is saying he doesn't communicate with the mother of his child, of course there are some exceptions. There really are some crazy baby moms and baby fathers and whatever. But if he is saying he doesn't speak to her, red flag. Investigate. You need to know why. And there need to be receipts.
In fact, I also want to talk about red flags, because I'm not going to lie, I have a few. Samantha, I know I've told you this, but I feel like I should share this with the masses. Like, it's a crazy ass story. Okay, so let me begin. So I was talking to a guy, whatever, like, you know, really bonded. I thought we had like a real connection, whatever. Cool. So one day he tells me that he was masturbating.
He was busting a nut,
and he was lying on his back, and then he ejaculated onto his own
he
face.
Bust on his face. He bukkakeed himself, guys.
He,
like,
gave himself a facial. So I was like, initially I was like, okay, and I still thought it was a joke, so I was still like, okay, whatever, it was accidental, whatever kind of thing. And then like 2 weeks later he tells me, oh yeah, you know that thing that happened like 2 weeks ago, it happened again. And I was like, I was kind of spun, because I was like, wait, what? I've never, like, I'm far from a freak. Let me just make that clear. I'm so far from a freak. Vanilla. Like, I ain't got no taste, nothing. Like, no. So I was just like, raw. Like, okay. And then, yeah, whatever. That didn't work out. But a guy gave himself a facial twice. And felt the need to tell me. Like, how
he actually
would you
has
tell
the audacity
me?
To tell me.
Why
twice?
Would you tell me? Like, I haven't even wanted to, like, I haven't wifed you yet. Like, there's no guarantee that I was going to like you that much. So why would you tell me? And like, to this day, I still don't understand. Like, I've told a few people and they're like, what the fuck do you mean? Like, are you a freak? I'm like, no, I'm not a freak. I don't know. Like, and now I've just been like so put off.
Do you
guys.
Think he like licked it after? Like, it's a serious question.
Like, he must have felt like such a skit wiping it off. Like,
no, I'm sure he tasted it. Like,
just like a little, you know, when you're crying, like a tear goes into your mouth. Oh, so nasty. But yeah,
like, I used to
so
lick
red
my
flag. No sexual deviancy, guys. That's a red flag. Like, you can't. It's
sexual deviancy. Yeah, sexual deviancy. Definitely.
I think that's a red flag. Like, all of that, you know, different. So like, stuff that you're just not comfortable with. Red flag. There's no point in you trying to grow to like.
No, I don't agree with that, because it's not about growing to like. I mean, like, you can develop more freakiness depending on who you're with.
So. But ain't no kind of freakiness about to come, like, ain't no new, the guys that can tell me, oh yeah, like, busting on my own face, and I'll be like, ooh, that's nice, daddy, like, the fuck?
I tried to kind of, like, get her to see the positives, because, like, we're being honest here, she did actually really,
like him.
She really liked him, he really liked her, and they were literally so compatible, and I haven't really seen her like that with someone before, so I was like, it's not really worth like letting that go. But you know, if you can't see past certain things, you can't see past it. Bruh. You can't force yourself to, at the end of the day, like, guys have red flags, everyone has red flags,
and sometimes at the start,
and
it.
You can overlook them, exactly, but and that, build something good. But
because every time I kissed him, I would have just imagined, you know, like,
you would have been thinking, am I about to taste some cum on his lips, or like, do you know what I mean? You taste something sweet and you're like, was that it? He just ate, or was exactly was
my mantle he just ate, like,
do you know what I'm saying? And who said you're ready to taste this cum? Like, who said?
Like, oh gosh, exactly. Exactly. So yeah, I've just been put off, guys. But anyway, more lies men tell.
I have one story, right? Okay, this was years ago. So I had this ex, and like, he didn't really have that much money. So I remember, you know, I was just like, look, I don't mind going on a cheap date, like, let's go bike riding or whatever. So this guy wants to say, oh, he was like to me, oh no, I can't ride. But look, by the way, I think bike riding back then was like £1, by the way, guys, something like that, right? So I was like to him, yeah, let's go bike riding. He's like, oh, you know, I can't ride bikes because I get flashbacks to the time I got stabbed. I got stabbed when I was riding a bike, got stabbed in my neck. Like, so I get panic attacks whenever I'm on a bike. So I was like, okay, that's a bit weird. But, you know, I didn't think nothing of it. Or think anything of it, sorry. So fast forward, I don't know how long later it was. I'm not going to lie. It might have been a few months or maybe a few weeks. I don't know. I saw someone tweet about going on a bike ride with him. And I was like, what? That is, okay, that's random. Not random. That's interesting. So I messaged him, and she had said, yeah, they had fun and whatever. So I messaged him and I was like, oh, but I thought you said you have panic attacks when you're riding a bike. He was like, oh, I don't know why she's saying that, because like, I was bugging out while I was on the bike and I was like, you know, almost passed out from a panic attack and whatever. And he'd also asked me to borrow him £30 that day. And I did. Little did I know, he used it to take this girl on a date wherever they went. I can't remember, but he did. So yeah, that's bike another lie.
You know, a guy said he gets panic attacks
when he's
why
on
do
a
you
bike.
Lie so
what
much?
Kind what of stupid what? Lie you could have come up with
said,
anything.
I don't have money, I can't ride a bike, so I could have just like, I can't
exactly.
ride a bike, and then said, oh, I get
panic attacks because I got stabbed in the neck, so I get flashbacks. Are you for
he's
real?
He's saying he gets PTSD, basically.
He said he has PTSD of riding bike. Exactly, exactly.
Then you have the guys, you know, that will say, oh, yeah, no, I'm not talking to my ex. Like, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say that,
no,
actually.
I'm not talking to my ex. Yeah, no. Yeah, we broke up 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Somehow, you get back with your ex and what is that? What,
yeah, what? No, I had someone actually that, so now that you speak of that, there was a guy that he was really, really trying. He was really full on with me, trying it. And I was like, no, because you've been with your girlfriend for like 4 years and you only just recently broke up. He was like, no, we broke up like 3 months ago. We are never getting back together. Trust me, never. We can't, etc., etc. Making it seem like it was that deep. They are never going to get back together. Guys, maybe like 2 weeks later, Instagram picture of him and her captioned, my baby, with a love heart. Yeah, see, that's why it's good to not be a dickhead. Cause
do you remember, even back to the Cayman thing, yeah, so there was this time, yeah, this was when I was still quite young, I was 18,
mm-hmm.
and like, I was a bit new to Twitter, so, you know, people didn't really know who I was, well, they still don't really know who I am, but yeah, they didn't know who I was, whatever, whatever, and then there was this group of guys, two of which were trying to move to me at the same time. Back then, I was a recluse. You could not get me to come out. So anything I would, like, the conversation I was having with them, it was never that deep. So they were moving, like, you know, they had all the sauce, they had all the juice, like, they were about to get Jamila and all this shit. And then one time, I must have been talking to another guy on the timeline, like, just really, like, friendly conversation. I think it was about cars or something. And then the boys were indirecting me, talking about, oh yeah, nah, she's moved on to this one. I'm thinking, who the fuck
who was ever on you?
Any of you?
Who had no? Who they was were ever so on you to gas. Even move off?
I think that was the first time I ever tweeted niggas took more than bitches these days, because I was just like, don't ever play yourself.
You were never parked in their lane.
You were never here. Parked
in their spot to even move off. You don't know who this off. Is,
B. Like, you've never seen me. You've never met me. This I've never come to anything like. You've invited me to. I don't know what you thought this was like.
That's guys, what I hate really is when people themselves. Mistake friendliness for flirting. That is the most annoying thing ever. That's why I'm just chill. There was a time when I was calculating how many O's to put in an LOL or how many emojis to use. Like, I started being blunt, no emojis. But I was like, this isn't me, because, you know, I'm that kind of like vibrant, bubbly person. So I like to use emojis and stuff. But that is literally what it got to.
I need to start I need to start doing that, because clearly everyone's overstepping their mark. Like, people will be talking to me like they want to be like flirting. I'm like, whoa, exactly. What's going on? I thought this was a friendly conversation. Like, I've had so many conversations go left because I'm just being friendly. Like, I've had guys say to me they want to bust on my face. I've had guys say they want to blow my back out, or because I'm being friendly. And that is why I should just start being blunt with people, like, rah, relax, like, chill, what's going on?
And another thing that I have, like, this is just basically like just past stories, I think, about, you know, whatever. So I don't really want to make this too much about money, whatever. Like, it's not ever that deep. I've borrowed money before. People borrow money. It's whatever. So I remember I lent someone that I was seeing. I lent him money, I think 200 and something pounds to pay off a phone bill, right? He had told me, oh, you know, I'm getting paid at the end of the month. I'm going to pay you back then, whatever. Please believe this boy moved to France. Before the end of the month came, he moved to France. And I could not get in touch with him. I called everyone that I could call, and I literally could not get in touch with him. The boy moved to France. Whilst we're on that topic as well, going back to the bicycle rider. Yeah, the bicycle rider.
Bike rider. You're riding a bicycle. I don't care. You're riding a bicycle.
I don't care.
You're riding a bicycle.
So, back to him, there was a time he came to see me and he was like, oh yeah, like, my rent money just dropped out of my pocket. I was like, who the fuck pays rent in cash?
Like, they live in a bando or something.
Who pays rent in cash?
Like, they live in a fucking box. What do you mean pay rent in cash?
Exactly. He was like, yeah, I think it was like £400 or £500. He's like, yeah, it just fell out of his pocket. This guy came in tears. Like, he actually faked tears and said he lost the money. Guys, he never had it. He never had it. And I almost got swindled. I don't even remember if I got swindled or if I didn't, if I actually ended up helping him out or not. I think I did. But regardless, like, how do you lose how does £400 drop out of your £400 drop out of your pocket?
Why would you let it drop out of your pocket?
Like, why do you even have £400?
Can't you zip it up? Even if you did, why can't you zip? Why can't you keep your hand in that pocket to make sure that money doesn't fall out?
Exactly.
That is some bullshit.
I actually reiterate, who the hell pays rent in cash?
Like, when you live in a bando, you do.
Exactly. It's true. No, do they even pay rent? They use knees. Like, so I don't want to hear it. So, have you got any more? I've got a few, but I'm not gonna like hog it right now. I've had an eventful life, I promise you guys.
You know what? Yeah, I don't really catch guys in lies a lot. Only because more time I don't really care to like see if I'm gonna catch. But the thing is, I just end up catching them in lie. Like,
no, but it just falls into your lap. A lot of the time, true. It just falls into your lap. I don't actually go investigating like that. It just falls into my lap. But if I did investigate, trust me, I'd find a lot of shit.
I mean, I think probably every girl has had this. If not every girl, most girls, you've had this whole, oh yeah, she's just a beat to his boys, just a beat, it was just a beat.
Just a beat,
just say I'm just a beat. But in reality, he's doing all this sweet talking, like, he's doing all this babes and this pillow talking deep.
You are meeting his parents. Yeah, you are meeting his parents. His parents are asking after you.
And he's calling you just a beat.
But you're just a beat.
A man is taking money out so he can take you out, but you're just a beat.
A man, it literally, like, there have been people, I know of
there'll
people.
Be guys that will be claiming you front, left and center in public, in Westfield, where people can see, but they'll still be telling their boys, you're just a bitch.
Exactly. And even on the flip side, there are boys that will claim you, but then to you, because it's not been made official, they'll be telling you, oh, we're not in a relationship. Girls, seriously, don't ever. If a boy ever says to you, you're not my girl, or we're not in a relationship, cut, bounce.
You're gonna be like, you know what, just you're leave. Right,
Bounce. Yeah, exactly. Just leave. Just leave. Seriously, that is enough.
Because that's how a man will drive
that respects you. Nobody that respects you would ever open their mouth to say such.
You're not even my girl.
You're not even my girl. Like, don't be, what do you call him? Don't be giving a guy relationship problems when you're not his girl. Just leave him alone. Just leave him alone. Because
more time, I'm just like, before even a guy wants to, I'm like, no, relax, because you're not even my man.
You really but have to take your sweet time. Let us
discuss this as adults, because the respect I deserve, it doesn't matter whether or not we're in a relationship, exactly. I still deserve respect.
Because it's funny that, like, I swear, like, I know this is going to be my last relationship. This is it.
That
even the
real
way,
nigga goals.
Real nigga
she's
goals.
She's got a real nigga.
Like, even, like, I'm not, like, I find it, I don't want to say it's immature, because sometimes it's necessary to say the words, but me and my boyfriend, we didn't even have to say the words. We just
knew
we were in a relationship. We didn't have to say, oh, okay, so is this official
now?
Are you my girl?
Will
you go out with me? It wasn't like that. We just knew. We knew levels. Do you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't like either side was forcing it. It just was levels. So
I claim that. I really claim that.
I just don't.
Anybody got time for? And you know, another thing that's a red flag for me, going back to red flags, is having to constantly discuss what we are. Why are we constantly discussing what we are? What has changed since the last time? It's either you want me or you don't, and that's why I don't really fall for the whole, you know, right person, wrong timing bullshit. Because if it's really the right person, it's gonna be the right time.
Exactly.
It will be the right time.
It will.
That's bullshit.
It doesn't matter, regardless of what you're going through. Even you could be going through the toughest time of your life, because that person, if they are the right person,
they will
help you through that.
So
they will
be
your support.
The right person will be there at the right time. There's no, oh, right person, wrong timing. Don't say that. Just make the other person feel better, make yourself feel
just
better.
Just be real.
Bullshit. Be real with yourself. Be real with others.
Just
anybody
be real. If you do not want a relationship, then say you do not want a relationship. But don't think you cannot want a relationship and then waste your time with a girl that does. Go and find a girl that just wants to have sex. That's what I don't like as well. Go and find someone that has the same intentions as you. Stop wasting time with girls that want more and then telling them that they're moving too fast, or
like,
they're
I can't
overthinking
be calling
things.
Me baby and talking to me at night talking about we're moving too fast, okay?
Exactly.
There is no way. You can't be cuddling me all the time, doing all this boo, bae, baby, sweetheart, princess, baby girl bullshit, and telling me we're moving too fast because you wanted to move fast. Don't try it. And don't say, oh yeah, you're supposed to treat people nice. Yeah, it's supposed to be treat people nice, but act as we are then. Don't act as you want to be.
Exactly. Stop. Exactly. Just stop moving. Stop moving like you're in a relationship then. It's really that simple. The thing is, I'm saying this, but I've moved like I've been in a, like, even like I said with my boyfriend, we moved like we were in a relationship before we were actually, you know, officially in a relationship. But that's because
it was mutual.
We knew each other. We knew what we wanted and we followed through with that. And I feel it's sad that some guys can't just be honest with themselves or honest with the other person.
But you know what guys like say? Guys like say, here's another lie men tell. They'll be like, oh, girls don't want the truth. Bullshit.
Trust me,
you
they do.
You don't want the reaction.
Yes.
That's
oh,
it.
I like
you don't
how
want
you
the reaction
that.
To the truth. You don't want someone to say no. That's basically it. So you use your manipulation techniques. You use all your little deception shit to try and get a girl to right where you want her. And then complain about how she got there.
You brought her there. There are girls though that do delude themselves.
That's
and
true.
Think something is more than it is. I know that, we know that, we aren't, you know, we're not gonna sugarcoat that. However, there are some guys that lure them into that trap
about girls don't want the truth. No, you don't want the reaction to the truth.
Exactly. And furthermore, actually, this brings me to another thing. You know when a guy says that his baby mom trapped him? Bitch, you were having sex with her unprofessionally, unprotected. You were having sex with her unprotected. I'm pretty sure that maybe half of you didn't even ask if the girl was on contraception. Yeah?
You could have pulled out.
Pulling out wouldn't have done shit. But still, like, half of you didn't ask, like, if the girl was on contraception. Half of you
you
knew
could have
she
paid
wasn't.
For the after morning pill.
You could have
if
done
you
any,
really
anything,
didn't want to have a child.
All these precautions that you could have taken and you wound up here. Do not ever say that you were trapped by the woman. You know the woman
is the
one that gets
by you.
Exactly. The woman is the one that gets pregnant. You don't get pregnant. So you can prevent that. you can wear a dom if you want to, you just don't want to. You think children over pleasure over children. That's the way you're putting it.
And like things with women, we can decide whether or not we want to keep the child. You can't. So if you really don't want a child, you take precautions. I think I saw a tweet, something like, there's only two options that could stop you from having children. That's abstinence or being gay. So you can't say someone trapped you if there's always going to be a chance of someone getting pregnant when you're having sex. So it's either you be abstinent or you be gay if you don't want to get someone pregnant. That's simple as.
Exactly. I have, like, this is going to be really, like, back and forth, guys. So it's whatever. It's just at random. There was a time I remember... I've seen a guy for quite a long time, and he told me that, okay, so one day I couldn't get through to him. Hey, trying again, still cannot get through to him. 3 days later, I get through. Keep in mind, this is someone I talked to every single day and saw it, like, very, very often, multiple times a week, right? So 3 days later, he gets in contact with me, like, oh yeah, I left my phone on the train and some guy picked it up, and obviously, like, I rang it and he arranged to meet up with me, blah blah blah, whatever. So you mean to tell me I called your phone however many times, other people called your phone however many times, your data was on, everything was on, and your phone didn't die? Your phone stayed iPhone, guys, iPhone. Your iPhone stayed on for 3 days, yeah? And he, like, literally, till this day, I promise you, he will still swear that he left his phone on that train.
Do you know what's so jokes as well? With lies, men love to, like, stick to their lives no matter what. They will not give
They will not back down. Unless, like, you... Even if when you have evidence.
They'll still be like, no. It's not. I just remember something. I think something to do with flowers.
No, I can't remember. Me? Yeah. Oh. Oh, no. You're a bitch.
I just remember something to do with flowers. Oh,
this is so awkward. Okay, so so basically, right, a few years ago, Valentine's Day, I was working and I got an anonymous delivery to work. It was roses, wine, and a teddy bear or whatever. Didn't know who it was from, so I went on Twitter and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I just got these, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. So, oh God, I don't want to do this. So my ex now gets in contact with my cousin and says, oh, is this Samantha's work address? I just want to confirm because I sent flowers to her workplace. So now, I'm not gonna lie, we weren't on good terms. So I was a bit pissed off. I was like, well, shit then. That kind of takes away my excitement for these flowers or whatever. So I'm like, okay, I've accepted it. It was him that sent them, whatever, whatever. Now, a few days goes past and I'm talking to somebody. And I think I mentioned that I got these flowers or whatever. And he was just like, wait, what? They weren't from your ex. And I was like, yes, they were. He was like, no, they weren't, because they were from me. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. I thought he was literally winding me up. This boy pulled out the receipt, the address of my shop, my name, everything, the paint, everything, guys. I'm sorry, that is mental.
Why would you claim
that? Why did you claim that? Like, did you think it would never come out? That is crazy to me. That is,
you know, men
mental.
Are actually, I keep saying this, yeah, but men are actually men. Like, I don't, and you know,
guys, I'm can sure be just keep... as crazy as women. That's something I'm gonna tell you guys. Guys, maybe can be even just more, as crazy
because
as women.
You know, sometimes women know when we're being crazy. They don't actually think, they think they're being they're right in everything they do. Like, no, me man, you woman kind of thing. Yeah, they think, yeah, this is correct. What I'm doing is smart. What I'm doing, honestly, yep, this makes complete sense. I've had. So many, okay, for example, remember I told you, like, just the other day, I found out something about myself, a rumor about myself, right? So I confronted the guy, and he was all like, well, I never said it. Like, why would I say that?
Was there someone else in the room at the time, or, like...
Maybe there was a ghost or something, like, and I was like, okay, so where else could it have come from? Because the person I heard it from... Like, there's literally just one person in between us. So, where else could I have heard? And he was like, well, you know, I don't know. And he wouldn't apologise. So, at that point, I was like, wait, I'm not a dickhead. So, I just blocked him on everything. I was like, why can't you just say sorry? Like, just say sorry for what you did, because you did it. There is no one else that we have no other mutuals between us. So for you to lie on me and then just be like, well, I don't know, or maybe he's heard about you from somewhere else. There is nowhere else to hear about me from. Nobody has receipts on me like that. So for him to chat shit like that, that's why I say men bullshit. Like, they just have to stick to their lives. They'll stick to their lives till they die. They'll be on their graveyard. They'll be on their graveyard. They'll be on their deathbed. Yeah. And you can still be like, was it true? They're like, yes, yeah, yeah. Like, what is wrong with you guys?
Mate, I've had, I'm going to tell two. Okay, so the, like, I'm going to go from one into another. So, because one of these kind of relates to the other. When I was younger, I think I was like 17. I met somebody and he had told me that he was 19. Okay. I was 17. He told me he was 19. So I was like, okay, cool. So as I talked to this boy, I think I went to go and see him once in Oxford Street. And he was with his friends and whatever. And hear the cheek, first of all, right? We went into size. I went to go and buy something. I'm at the till and this boy drops a jumper on the table. He's like, oh yeah, please, can you buy this for me, please? It was £40. Was like, what? Like, what? Bitch, what? But then the stupidity, I was 17 and I'm not, when I was younger, obviously, like, at that age, I didn't really have responsibilities like that. So I'm not exaggerating. Half of my paycheck used to go towards my friends and just doing nonsense, right? So I bought it for him. Cheeky, right? So one day I was on my way to college. Okay, guys, college, yeah. And I get a text from him and he's like, Samantha, I said, yeah. He was like, I want you to be my girl. Okay, I've actually, like, met you the first day that I met you. And the second time I saw you was when I went to Oxford Street. Okay. So I was like, no. I said, that's a bit too soon. I haven't really gotten to know you, etc., etc. And he was just like, nah, but I don't see what else, you know, needs to be discussed. But I do need to tell you something before we move forward. And I was thinking, but who said we're moving forward? But anyway, go on. He said, well, first of all, I'm not really 19. I'm 22. Guys, I was 17 years old.
What a tramp.
He was 22. I hadn't kissed this boy or anything like that. So I can't even really claim any kind of like sexual whatever. But, I just lost my train of thought. Yeah, I couldn't claim anything like, you know, can you claim something sexually deviant for that? Yeah. I can. Yeah, I can. So, and the next thing he's like, oh, and by the way, my name is not Sean. My name is Lennox. Wait, what? What? So,
I mean, you know, you get the guys that tell you, oh yeah, that's my tag name kind of thing. But a guy came home with a whole nother name.
With a whole nother name. So the reason I get into that is, because, I mean, I said I was going to, you know, go into another one is because, okay, so my ex, he had told me, yeah, my name is Devontae. This is when I first met him. Yeah, my name's Devontae. It was only until later, after we'd seen each other a few times, he was like, oh no, my name's not Devontae, actually. My name's so-and-so. And I was like, why the hell did you lie? And he was like, because I didn't know what you were saying. You know, you could have been a setup chick. Blah blah blah.
That's whatever, a red whatever. Flag. A guy who says you could be a setup chick. Bye bye.
Why would you have setup chicks? But anyways, yeah, you could have been a setup chick, whatever. But this is my name now. This boy told me, wait for it, guys. And this is the first time a lot of you are going to be hearing that this is not true. He told me he was Young Spray's brother. Now back then,
wait.
I didn't know, like, the thing is, I used to listen to a lot of UK rap, but I didn't listen to Young Spray. So I didn't even really know what he looked like. I didn't know much about him. I didn't know that. All I knew is that he was on job. Well, he was known to be on job. Guys, again, I don't listen to him, so I don't really know. So I just knew he was kind of like on job. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. And he was like, yeah, he's my half brother, blah, 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 whatever. So I was like, okay, cool. So I remember I went to uni and it kind of came up in conversation that, oh yeah, like, you know, my boyfriend's brother, this is when I first started uni. Oh yeah, my boyfriend's brother is Young Spray. And all of a sudden everyone was like, what? You don't want to tell us, all the boys, you don't want to tell us. Oh my gosh, okay. And they started shaking my hand. They wouldn't hug me. They just shake my hand, like, cause they were like pretending that they were like scared, but as in they, it wasn't like a joke. It was literally like, nah, bruh, we don't want to like, fuck bruh. With you. Like, do you know what I'm saying? No one wants to get shot out here. So I remember, went to a rave at uni and he brought his brother, who was quote unquote young spray. Guys, it was a light-skinned nigga. A lighty, proper lighty with curly hair or something like that. And then I remember someone saying to me, that weren't young spray. Like, I thought you said that's young spray. I saw somebody light skin you. And I was like, no, 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 his brother is young spray. I started to go off in my head like, Sam, are you sure? So I can't remember. I think I googled a picture of him and I was like, this doesn't look like the guy that he was with at the rave. But it's only years later, like, I mean years later, I'm now like, I think maybe last year sometime is when I came to realization, like, this nigga lied. Like, embarrassing that is for me. But a lot of people, again, like I said, you probably only be finding out now. Like, if you went to uni with me, you'd probably only be finding out now that it wasn't the truth, because I kept that quiet. When I found out, I was like, shit, then let me not even say anything. It was so unnecessary, guys.
I have a story here's another claiming story. I don't know, people just love to claim me. So in my first year of uni, I had a uni husband. So you guys know the concept of a uni wife, right? So like, they cook jollof, you know, mac and cheese, barbecue wings, whatever, and like they beat or whatever. Anyway, my uni husband, I never used to have sex with him, I never kissed him, nothing. I wasn't even interested in him like that, but he was interested in me. So I always used to make him like bring drinks or like bring food for me whenever he came over to mine, because I was like, well, you know, like, you can't just be coming here empty-handed. I don't know if you thought this was like some sort of like service or something. So anyway, one time he came over with my oranges. Actually, he went to Tesco and he bought Tropicana but with bits, so I made him go back and get Tropicana that smooth. So he comes back now, whatever, we're just chilling, and he's trying to do the whole, you know, guys that try to do the play fighting thing, like they like to do the, you know, play fighting, trying to get you to kiss. And then I wasn't joking though, so I was really trying to fuck him up. So we all punch away forever. And then like on my bed, yeah, you know, uni bed, yeah, they're so fucking hard, they come like prison beds. So I'm lying down on my bed, yeah, and then he tries to kiss me. Do you know how far back you have to lean into a springy bed? Like, I leant back like I was Fat Joe. And I was like, whoa, okay. And then he tries to fall asleep in my room. I was like, whoa, whoa, girl, this isn't Hotel Rwanda. Like, what do you mean? Like, go home. Get up, go. Cool. So I come home. This is like April bits. I come home, whatever. And I had Ask FM then. And I had people come. My uni isn't very big. I go to UEA. That's University of East Anglia. So it's not very big. We don't have a big black community. Like, it's like probably like 10 people and we all know each other. So I had people coming on my Ask FM saying, oh, do you have a man? And I was like, no, the fuck? And they were like, oh, you do. I saw you hugging him. And I was like, okay, that was a hug, first of all. And they were like, oh, yeah, but he's going around claiming you, saying that he's your man. I was like, pause. No one should be claiming me because they bought me jollof fries and oranges. Don't claim me. Like, men are actually mad. He was full on claiming me. So at that point, when I got to uni, I blocked him on everything. Yeah, he tried to say hi to me. I was actually avoiding him in the club. Like, I couldn't even eye contact. He was so weird. I think he's in Bulgaria now studying medicine.
Bulgaria.
Yeah, he really wanted to study medicine, so he had to go to another country to study it. Mate, he didn't get it here.
Speaking of which, actually, now that you're talking about claiming, right? All right, so you know guys that will show their friends a picture of you, like, this is a lot of you ladies, right? Show a picture to their boys, like, yeah, 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 this thing's on me, she's on me still, like, da, 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 da. Now, if his boys knew the truth, open up your DMs, girls, open up your DMs, and you will see he's been curved 5 times, he's messaged you 10 times, and you've not replied, and nigga is talking to himself in your DMs. Meanwhile, to his boys, yeah, man, she's on me, but nah, if I wanted her, I'd have her, but nah, that's long, like, nah, I'm not feeling her like that. What's the necessity, please, guys? Because no one would know about you if you didn't bring her up. So what is the need to bring up this girl and then now have this extra person on her name? Why?
And another thing is, because when you then decide, oh, let me expose them, you now look like a messy person. And it's like, yeah, well, I can't have this person. A guy will have cornrows, you know, slit eyebrows, out here trying to claim you.
I don't know you. Two cubic zirconia earrings as well.
Like, he's got 3-in-1 ear, like, man, I don't know you. So if I have to expose you, I really will, you know, like, now I don't give a fuck. I will start exposing people. Don't claim me.
That happened to me, actually. I went to my friend's housewarming once, And someone was like to me, okay, I'm gonna change the name because I'm not a bad man like that. But let's say his name is Daniel. So someone comes to me, he's like, yeah, Sam Ray. And I'm looking like, who the fuck are you? So I looked over and I was like, yeah, I don't recognize you, but you know. And he was like, yeah, you're Sam X Ray on Twitter. This was my old Twitter app. It's like, yeah, you're Sam X Ray on Twitter. And I was like, yeah, how do you know? He was like, yeah, you talk to my boy. I said, sorry, who? He was just like, because I knew at that time, definitely was not that. Yeah, you talk to my boy. Who is your boy? He's like, yeah, Daniel. I said, who is Daniel? I don't know a Daniel. Okay, so the guy's name was a unique name. So I was like, I don't know a Daniel. And he was just like, no, he's so-and-so on Twitter. Guys, this guy was following me and I wasn't following him back. I opened his Twitter in front of his boy's face. The boy was following me and I was not following him back. And his boy was like, oh, he said that you guys speak all the time, you know. You guys are like as if we were actually involved with each other. If I had not like stopped, like bumped into this boy, Lord knows how much longer that lie would have went on.
You were married.
Went on for. Can you?
We would have eloped or something.
What the?
We would have been like, yeah, we ran away to get married. We didn't want anyone there.
Two kids, like what?
Have a dog called Sandy.
Sorry, private joke. But guys, what?
No, guys, we like. Yeah, have you ever met a guy that would lie about, he'll be driving like a minivan or something and say it's his car? Yes, and it's we know that's your mum's car. Exactly. You're driving a van.
You're driving your mum's car.
The family car.
I promise.
Why are you trying it?
He'll be like, yeah, it's my to get a quick run around.
These times you have to rush home so your mum can use it in the morning.
For what?
Don't try it.
Exactly. Your mum will be messaging you saying she needs to go to Sainsbury's. Where are you?
Where's the car? Don't try it. If it's not your car, it's car. Listen, I can't drive yet and I'm completely content with that. Like, I'm not out here telling people I can drive or that I have a car. No, I'm content with living in my truth. Live in your truth.
Exactly. And ladies, have you ever been like with a guy and it's maybe like 2-3-4 a.m. and he's getting a call from a female friend and he's just like, oh yeah, no, I can't bother to answer the phone. Like, he tries to style it out like, yeah, I can't bother to answer the phone, kind of flips the phone face down.
Then you have to look at him like, no,
let's make this a freeway. I want to know what's so interesting that you're calling my man at backshot hours. I need to know, like,
obey what's the pillow took, you know.
This is what I'm saying. What is that important?
And
is
you know, imagine when he gets that follow-up text like, you up, question mark.
Yeah, no. Yes.
Yeah, he's up. Let's talk.
Do you know what? Even on top of that, she calls again. Like, she calls you again. It's like, and then the boy will swear. I don't know why she's calling me at this time. Like, what the fuck? Like,
maybe something's wrong.
Maybe she's dying. Like,
you up, question mark. Then she'll pop up on Snapchat. Ooh, Patricia, pop that pussy.
You're an idiot.
Like, no, they'll still be there sweating everything. No.
I want you to answer the phone. Because the only reason you're not answering the phone is because I'm here. Is that not the reason? If I wasn't here, you would pick up that phone real quick. You wouldn't even let it ring twice. So let
Patricia pop that pussy. I don't mind. Talk to you. She
Do
wants
you think
to talk
I mind? I don't. Well, I'm telling you now, I don't mind. Like, if you have a conversation with me, so have the conversation. Answer the phone.
Let's talk to Patricia. Pop that pussy. Jamila closes her legs. Wants to talk to Patricia. Pop that pussy. Because clearly, you want to be talking to people. Tried it.
Exactly. There's also again, guys. I am not looking down at anyone's living situation. Trust me, that's the last thing I would do. However, I don't see why guys feel the need to lie about things like they're paying rent at home. You are not paying rent at home.
You live in
your
a box room.
Is a, exactly. It is a box room. You can close the door from your bed.
There isn't a window. There's no window. You're living out of a suitcase, my G.
Like,
babe.
And you're saying, yeah, man pays 6 bills a month. You're not paying 6 bills a month for a shoebox.
There is no way your mother is telling you to pay £600 to live in a box room with no window.
That's not happening. And it's not necessary. Why? What, do you want to seem like you're financially independent?
There's no plug in your room.
It's really not that deep. There are other ways to prove that you're financially independent if you are financially independent. And if you're not financially independent, please let that be known. Stop lying to girls, because then when it comes to situations that you can't help or you can't sort, you can't, you know, resolve because you've lied that you're, you know, you make X amount of money,
And do you know what it is, yeah? We had this discussion the other day. Guys think they don't have sauce, so they have to show it through material things. You don't do that. Like,
you don't.
Just be yourself.
Exactly.
That is the most attractive thing to someone. Exactly. If you're being yourself. That is the only way people will like you for you. And they won't like you for your shoes.
Exactly.
They won't like you for your flat. They won't like guys out here renting apartments just like, please, babes.
And then they'll be calling guys gold diggers. They'll be calling girls gold diggers. Excuse me, that's what you use to attract her. You use your material goods to attract her, and then you'll be calling her a gold digger. Sorry, what did you think she was attracted to? Your mind. She ain't spoken to you. This is what I don't understand.
You're trying to do flashy talking about, oh yeah, we, what are those dumb captions, dumb rich nigga captions, oh yeah, we out here, we balling, oh yeah, the wrist of TikTok, you know, or some bullshit. Like, just shut up.
Wrist on TikTok.
Just shut up. Live in your truth. There are plenty of girls that like, and you'll be like, oh yeah, I want a girl that likes the simple things, you know, I like a humble girl. But you're out here showing flashy things. So what do you want to attract? What is it that you want to attract?
Exactly. And sorry, a lot of you guys need to stop saying that girls are gold digging. You can't gold.
You don't have gold
that's not there. I'm sorry.
You don't have a home. Who's digging your gold? Get out, man.
So I just, yeah, these are just some of the lies that men tell. Have you got any more?
Because I don't think I have any more.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, there are a few more, but they're not really that serious.
We have guys that lie about their age.
Yeah, like I said earlier, lying about your age. Like, okay, so there's lying that you're older, and there's lying that you're younger. Lying that you're younger is fucking creepy. It is pedophilic. Stop that shit.
Since I was 11, I've had that. You have grown ass men with a big ass beard, yeah. You know, Rick was, beard, yeah. And I was like 11 years old. They'd be like, oh yeah, I'm only 19. Don't be fooling, because I don't know who you think you're fooling. I can see you out here with your uncle's shoes talking about you're only 19. I am not stupid. I may be 11, but I'm not stupid. For years, they will lie and lie and lie. They'll be out here with them. You know them uncle slippers that your dad's had for like 10 years and he wears everywhere talking about I'm 19. Okay, you must think you're deceiving someone.
Oh my gosh, there's also guys that are like, you know, they could grow a beard if they want to. No.
We get it. It's okay not to be
beardless. It's okay to be beardless. No, it really is okay. Obviously, it's not everyone's preference, but it's okay to be beardless. It's the same way that some girls' hair can't grow, so they just, you know, have short hair. But, you know, it's okay. Because
I think for the most part, I don't think I'm really attracted to big beards.
I don't like huge beards. I've never liked them.
I think,
no offense, but you know the proper Taliban beards. I prefer
the close. You know when it's like clean shaped. You know, he's just looking like, you know, you're flying shit. And his waves.
The booty eating beards, like the Joe Budden beards.
No, that's disgusting. Then booty eating beard. Okay, a booty eating beard is like a beard that covers like most of your face.
It's a thin line. And it's a thin line. There's two kinds.
Yeah, and there's a chin strap one.
Yeah.
That looks like you're in like an R&B video from 2002.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's the ones with like, you know, the moustaches, like just that moustache.
Oh, I hate those ones. It's just a box around your mouth.
Like, you like a predator.
Disgusting.
But the booty beard is the one that covers like most of your face, like from your cheekbones and then like all the way down. And it's just like really like as if you tried to shave but you weren't bothered.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm not really fast.
Oh, just before we wrap it up, this one, and I am blaming you ladies for this as well, right? So a guy that's been in a relationship tells you that he's on a break. Guys, seriously, what is a break? What the
ain't
fuck is
no
a break?
Such thing as a break.
If, okay, so a break is not officially broken up. So what does that mean to you? Can you apply logic? It means that there's a potential that they're going back. Yet girls will be there deceiving themselves into thinking, oh, you know, I'll be the reason that he doesn't go back to his girl. Don't
let me
yourself.
Be the first to tell you, your pussy ain't that bomb. It ain't
popping like
you
that.
You ain't popping like that. And that's even the same with when we're talking about, oh yeah, being a side chick, whatever. You can't be that bomb if he hasn't left.
Yeah, that's true.
If they want to leave, they will leave.
Because girls will be talking about taking people's man.
You joined the relationship.
If he didn't leave his wife or his girlfriend or whatever, you didn't take anyone's man.
You've joined. He can claim you on his taxes.
You are never taking anyone's man. Like, until you have successfully
be Alicia in the game.
Exactly.
Be Gabrielle Union in the game.
Nah, you don't want to be Gabrielle Union.
Yeah, because she's still got cheated on. Yeah, you don't want to be Gabrielle Union. Be Alicia in the game. Be Khloe Kardashian in the game. You know, take the man.
Bete Hecord. Actually, yeah, no, Bete Hecord got left as well.
No, I swear she's still with him.
No, he left her while she was pregnant. He's with a new chick now.
Oh, shit. Whoa, shit. Be productive. You know, pussy has power. Don't let guys lie to you.
Exactly. So, well, guys, we wrap. Kept it nice and light for you this episode, as we stated, because we will discuss more.
I'm well aware my voice is mad annoying. Like, guys, I've been practicing my podcast.
Yeah, voice.
I've been practicing. You know my sexy
I'm
voice.
Trying like, to be, I'm trying to practice my podcast.
You know
voice,
my.
Guys.
You know. So. Yeah. It will get better with time.
Yeah, but it will get better. Like I said, yeah, we kept it nice and light. We do have more serious issues to talk about. This is just an opening episode, just for fun. You know, something that's spoken about a lot. But we do have things that are less generic and, you know, more eye-opening.
We got more shit. We got giveaways. We got so much shit coming up. Like, Pink Matter has been in the works
for a long time.
It will continue to build and get better. Like, you know, like an empire, like guys always talking about, like, I want to get on to build an empire. It will build like that. Like, we
amen,
will
amen.
Be great. Amen. So thank you for listening. And we will catch you in 2 weeks.
Yep, it's going to be a fortnightly podcast for now. Maybe in the near future, when we are both less busy, it may be weekly. Can't promise that, but yeah, hopefully we'll see you in 2 weeks.
And always remember on Wednesdays we listen to Pink Matter.
Bye, guys.
It's almost election day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.